Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Vic Devonport.
Oh my god.
Cheer to the Vic.
Cheer to the Vic, eh?
Hey,
thanks, Vic.
How are you?
I am really good. How are you guys?
You're a busy bee, huh?
I am a busy bee. But that's all right, as are we all.
Aren't we all? It's that time of the year.
It's Christmas time.
Nearly. I mean, it's the 8th of November.
Well, there's a Christmas movie coming out in the theatres.
On the 28th.
No, there's already one out.
What? No, the first one's dropped.
Last Christmas.
Yep. I thought that came out on the 28th.
Nah, she's out. She's in the
Daenerys
world.
Daenerys Targaryen and that really hot man.
Yeah, that's the one.
He's gorgeous. He's in Crazy Rich Asians, which I watched on the plane and bawled my eyes out to.
I hate to break it to you, but we've had this conversation this morning already.
Have you?
Yeah. But I'd like
not
to reiterate.
Not with me, though.
No.
Well, we love it. We love it.
Yeah.
What are we talking about today?
I've got two shows to talk about. The first one is called Welcome to Thebes, and it's the graduation production of the Actors Program, which is one of the training institutions that train actors in New Zealand.
And it's based
here in Auckland. And Welcome to Thebes is written by a writer called Maura Buffini, and I really like this tagline: "The civil war is won and the women are in charge." So it's a blistering commentary on colonisation, gender politics and conflict. Welcome to Thebes brings together Maura Buffini's acclaimed script with some of New Zealand's best theatre makers and exciting emerging talent.
I think
it's great to go and see a grad show because it's
totally.
The Actors Program is 1 year and it's not like at the end of it, obviously you do the graduation show. It's nice to support. I want to call them babies. That's patronising.
Yeah.
But that's nice to support emerging talent.
Totally.
Newcomers.
Yeah. Newcomers. Thank you so much.
Emerging talent actually is a little bit better.
You never know who you're watching. One day they might be extremely famous. You might see the next Taika Waititi as a teenager doing an amazing
performance. And then you can tell people that you saw that too, which is definitely street cred.
And the team around it is really good. It's Sarah Brody, who is amazing. She normally directs operas, but she's also a great theatre maker. And Robin Kelly is on the sound. It's going to be lit.
How do you get tickets / where do you go?
It's at the basement.
Awesome.
Spiritual home.
It's my spiritual home.
I feel like it is my spiritual home.
I think a lot of people in the theatre community would say that.
Yeah, and even just the community, surely, because there's often gigs there.
Yeah.
Mm. And cool stuff. And a
good
great
DJs.
Bar.
This is a great plug for Basement right now.
I know.
We do love Basement. They're
we
a lovely place.
We do love Basement.
So, sorry,
tickets Basement. 6th of November till the 16th of November at 8 o'clock. It's 120 minutes long, so don't go expecting a little one-hour shooty-shot situation.
Yep.
It's a little bit longer, but it's a great experience.
Awesome.
So book your ticket, support the Actors Program, support emerging talent.
$20 to $28?
Yeah.
That's cheapo,
man.
For 2 hours worth.
For
solid.
Two bloody hours. And then the second one I want to talk about, and I'm not sure if you guys have already covered this, is My Heart Goes Thadak Thadak.
No, we haven't.
Oh.
I have heard about it, though. I've heard it's very good.
Oh, my God. So this is Silo's, this is a Silo Theatre production, and it was actually commissioned by Silo. It is. It's a Milford Asset Management season, a Silo Theatre commission, which is really exciting because it's not very often in New Zealand that it's arts institutions commission work.
Mm-hmm.
Normally the artists are like, hey, I've made this thing, and then you love in the time of capitalism and trying to like sell, support me work.
Yeah.
So it's really exciting. There needs to be more commissions. Let that be known. I will be screaming that from the Wilson car park on Cross Street. So, welcome to the City of Dreams, Bombay, the height of the 1970s. Legendary Bollywood director Rakesh Ramsey has died in the middle of shooting his latest film, Dusted the Delhi Plains, an epic Desi Western with all the trappings, magnificent landscapes, gunfights on horseback, saloon bars and bounty hunters.
Sounds wild.
That actually sounds fantastic.
It sounds lit, eh? Wait for it. Ramsey's two children, Roshan and Kamala, are forced into the director's chair, but they've inherited a disaster. The crew's unhappy, the money's all gone, and the big Bollywood star is holding the production hostage. Can Roshan and Kamala bring their father's dying dream to the big screen, or is Dust of the Delhi Plains as cursed as everyone says?
Is this a little meta? Or not really, because it's on stage?
I can't answer that question.
Because it's kind of like actors playing actors.
Whoa.
I mean, Inception.
I mean, yes,
Inception.
I guess so. In that respect, it is meta.
But I don't know if that's the official.
This sounds right up my street, I have to say. This kind of thing.
I didn't realize this was bizarre.
Yeah, I love a good, like, big cast, big sort of ridiculous romp of a thing. That sounds great.
But I also think it's going to be beautiful because it's written by. Where's Ahi's full name? Mm. Give it to me. Ahi Karuna Naharan.
Yeah, I think that's
awesome.
He is a visionary angel. He wrote a play last year called Tea that was in the Auckland Arts Festival that was like spanned generations in
Sri Lanka.
I remember
that one. Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, it's on for quite a decent length of time too.
It totally is. And also, Desi Weston, Ring a Ding Diddle, Sign Me Up.
Hard Out. That sounds awesome. That's totally, what sold it to me in the first place. Totally. Like, I'm in. That sounds mean. So where do you go for tickets for that
the
one?
So that's on at Q, and the tickets are 25 to 65, but Q do this great thing where if you're under 30, you can get a $30 ticket.
That's sick.
And
that's so good.
You can get it in B Reserve as well.
Oh,
so
what?
You can get right up close to that stage, baby.
But that's book your tickets now, hey, because that's not for a little bit.
Yeah, it's on the 21st of November to the 14th of December. So you still have a couple of weeks. But I would recommend booking now, baby, because I reckon this is going to pop off.
Mm. Yeah.
It looks incredible. You guys can't see this, but the images for it, the marketing, looks so cool.
Yeah, beautiful. Mm. Very
it's
good
so
colours.
Beautiful.
Lots of good hats going on, some nice hats. Colourful suits.
Yeah.
I also think the title's really nice. My heart goes thadak, thadak. And the way it's spelt, that is exactly... You're like, oh yeah, that is the noise it makes, eh?
Onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia, we love that.
So I'm very excited.
Fantastic.
Cool. Chur Silo.
Chur to the Chur Silo. Thank you very much, Johanna.
Thanks for having me.
For your Theatre Rex, as per. We'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
See you in a couple.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove, brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
And would you like to go